It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Ike Feldman. It is a fight week of all fight weeks. We have four local guys, local as local fighters get. It's your boy from the Iketagon. Covering James Gonzalez, Dennis Bazookia, Ring of Combat 75 this Friday. Just a couple of days, just a couple of short hours away. And then we turn the page to Saturday. Bellator 274, Justin Montalvo, Aviv Gozali, the Pride of Israel. It's an amazing weekend. We also have the local scene in Patchogue, New York, my stomping ground. Many stories from Patchogue. Flex Fight Series, New York versus Florida 2. That should be fun. I feel like there's a lot of transplants from both states that know each other, so it could be cousins fighting each other, and that's going down this Saturday as well in Patchogue. Amazing fight weekend. On this episode of the Iketagon, again, guys, very lucky, very gracious for the opportunity and the doors that are opening for me. Had the chance to sit down with the Pride of Albania and Staten Island, Dennis Bazookia. And then right after that, Aviv Gozali. These two trained together at Law, MMA, Longo and Wyman, Mixed Martial Arts Academy. And also at Matt Serra's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Both can be found in Long Island, one in Huntington, one in Garden City. Beautiful facilities, expert trainers, black belts all over. Jedis, as Matt Serra used to, as Matt Serra calls them. Hey, Jedis! Matt Serra has a restocked the song, was it Trap Queen? Stuck the song Trap Queen back in my head. I think it's from like 5 or 6 years ago, but he just walks around the mats in the facility yelling 1738. And for those of you that, I don't know, live on Earth, you know what the hell that's what that means. Oh my gosh. Good times, good times. I swear, there should be a TV camera following around the Ray Longo and Matt Serra gang of people, because there's just personalities that just go to these wonderful dojos and gyms and hubs for martial artists. It's fantastic. But enough of me. Let's get to the fighters. Again, Dennis Bazookia. And then right after that, into Aviv Gozali. Enjoy.
It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? It's Ike Feldman, but more importantly, it's some dude with no shirt. He's making Iketagon and CBS, NBC, everybody who I've interviewed under all the platforms, everybody's had a shirt on. They've been gentlemen. For some reason, this male model cannot find a shirt. Coincidentally, right at the interview time, but again, we're with... Are you sponsored by Calvin Klein, Armani? Who's sponsoring you?
Louis Vuitton, Gucci.
All right, so we're here with Louis Vuitton and Gucci model, Dennis Bazookia, on Instagram and Twitter, at Dennis Bazookia, B-U-Z-U-K-J-A, pronounced Bazookia. He's a sweetheart online, but he'll kill you in person. He's fighting Ring of Combat 75 versus Josh Roller, February 18th, 2021, right around the corner. First of all, how you feeling?
I feel great, brother. It's 2022, February 18th. Yeah, it just That just reminded me, because you said 2021, and I got into an argument at Chipotle a few weeks ago with someone. The guy kept telling me, I just forgot to put my mask on, which what is whatever. I'm not even going to get into that, but the guy just disrespectfully told me, put your mask on or else, you know, I don't mind, bro. So the guy just, the worker goes, where's your mask? And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't have it. He goes, we're not serving you if you don't have your mask. So he's like, he told me, he's like, go next door and go get a mask. Like, I know the fucking guy. So I was like, yo, why are you talking to me like that? I was like, I was like, get me a mask then if you want me to put it on. I was like, I'm not going next door. The guy goes, look, man, I don't know why you're complaining. It's 2021, but it was 2022.
Can you hold this for a second?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I hit record.
I got you.
Okay, we're
recording. We're recording?
Because I'm like, I wrote down the wrong year. I was like, do I fucking know it?
Rewind.
Wait, no, we're keeping this going. So you're big on like simple principles, like respect.
That's
loyalty.
It. It's like, principle, bro. I don't mind. Like, if you just, I mean, look, the guy probably deals with it so much, and people probably lash out on him when he brings it up. But just say,
no,
like,
I said the pinto beans. No one said that.
I mean, like the mask situation. You know, people probably like, oh, I don't want to put my mask on. You know, blah blah blah. But just the way he approached me about it, he told me, where I'm not. He's like, if you don't have your mask, I'm not serving you. Go next door. He's like telling me, go next door, go get a mask. I was like, no, you know what? I was like, you give me a mask if you got a problem.
Did he?
No, he didn't. He goes, look, man, it's 2021. I don't know why you're complaining. I was like, first of all, it's 2022. I was like, I didn't come here to complain. I was like, I came here to get a fucking burrito. So the 2021 just reminded me of that whole story.
God.
That's why.
Oh, I have just triggered Dennis. This was supposed to, I wasn't trying to instigate.
You gave me 2021, you gave me PTSD. Chipotle
shit.
PTSD.
This was supposed to be a casual conversation. And we're talking mask already. Holy shit. Oh, my God. You know what? I didn't write this, but all right. Since we're talking food, Staten Island, born and raised?
Born and raised Staten Island, yep.
People talk so highly about the pizza. Come on. I haven't had it, but is it the best out of the boroughs?
Oh, out of the boroughs? Look, you got Grimaldi's in Brooklyn.
You know the names.
Yeah,
Joe's,
you got Joe's in Manhattan on Joe Broadway's.
What is it? The Greenwich Village is the Joe's? Or
it's on Broadway. There's one on Broadway. There's Artichoke Basil.
You can tell them from the suburbs. You say Broadway, man. Like,
yeah,
right.
In Manhattan. But
Main
Staten.
Street?
Yeah. But Staten has very good pizza, bro. I have to say, yeah, honestly, out of all the pizzas I've had, I love Staten Island. I know I could name 5 spots in Staten Island they have some of the best pizza ever, you know?
Now, you're a big dude for your weight class, featherweight, defending your championship, February 18th, 2022, coming up. Do you float around north of 175 or... Are you just naturally like a muscle hamster, like Michael Chandler's fucking huge?
He's a tank.
You're in that class in terms of big dudes for the weight class. Like, do you fluctuate crazy, or is it just your natural build?
No, I think it's my natural build. When I had started, so I came to law at 19, and I was not weighing or even looking like I look now, you know, just as I grew. I'm 24, you know, I've been growing over the years. So just with all the wrestling and lifting weights and the grappling and just everything and training in general, eating better and understanding my body, I think I just naturally grew. I try not to get over 175. I definitely could if I just not even in an unhealthy way. If I just ate and worked out and lifted and did my thing but ate a good amount, I could. But I always like mitigate what I eat and I don't go too crazy. You know, I'll enjoy myself, but I don't binge in any way, shape or form, except with I have trouble with candy, bro. I'm a huge
sugar
fiend.
Brian Ortega.
Really? Yeah. I'm a huge sugar fiend.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. You have one of the rare combinations of speed, power, and what was it like cardio in your last knockout, which had the whole local Albania community. I don't know if it was the edit on your part, but or it was the fight pass edit. Man, the crowd was rocking. I saw Albanian flags hanging around, you on top of the fence. A beautiful scene. Like, take us through that moment, man. Is that like the greatest knockout of your career? That was a wonderful knockout. Was it ROC 72 or 70?
This one was 75, I think, or 74. Is this 75?
Yeah.
I think we're going. Okay, so it was 74. Yep.
Okay, take us through that night. Like, was it just, you knew walking in the building it was going to happen, or was it just like, unfolding in front of your eyes?
You know, I was supposed to fight July. It was a crazy knockout, thank God. I was supposed to fight July with the same opponent, Michael Lawrence, who I had fought in October. But I had broke my collarbone 2 weeks before the fight.
Right. And then you traveled to Albania, right?
I went to Albania, yep. I went to Albania, got back to, like, my roots, you know. Saw all my family, all my aunts, uncles.
North of 180.
You know, actually, when I go to Albania, I come back leaner.
Bullshit.
I swear to God, bro. I eat so much. But I guess it's just the food is so clean. There's really... And the portions are... They're not New York portions, you know? So there's no New York portions. The food is very clear, clean. I mean, fresh. And
no,
you're just active all day. Yeah, the alcohol is very clear. Raki, baby.
Yes.
It's moonshine, you know? It's our moonshine. But I went to Albania. You know, I was actually running in the mountains with the broken collarbone. I was doing Taekwondo training out there.
Wow.
Just kicking. Swimming a lot. I was swimming every day just to, like, get blood flow to the shoulder area.
Smart.
And, you know, just seeing my family and being around everyone and just being in such a beautiful place with beautiful people that appreciated me and what I do back here, it just lit a different fire inside of me. And I've always been motivated. I never had that problem with discipline or motivation. But there was something different about when I came back. I was like, just my mentality changed. I grew in Albania. And my grandfather had actually passed away the day he got sick, the day I was leaving, like very sick. And when I had said bye to him before, when I was going to the airport, I just knew it was that time. So you know, I took like a mental like screenshot, you know, like just a mental picture of his face and like the last few words. I just made sure to really just be in the moment. And then you know, he passed away the day after I came back. So I just every day I was just pushing and wanted to bring like some peace and happiness to my family for that moment. So that was a really deep, deep win. You know what I mean? It meant a lot, this win for me. So I knew the guy could come in with an AK-47. He wasn't going to take me out.
You said again, Dennis Bazookia on Instagram and Twitter at Dennis Bazookia. ROC 75 featherweight title on the line against Josh Roller in a couple of days. It's going to be amazing. You said a fire was lit in you. How far do you believe this fire could take you?
Until the end. If this fire starts to dim out, another one, I find motivation, you know. But not that I have to look for motivation. I have motivation within myself. My potential is my motivation. Like knowing in my head the Dennis Bazookia I see in my head, the ultimate best athlete, multiple martial arts fighter in the world, that's my motivation, seeing that and achieving that and every day working towards that. So that's my motivation. But I'm taking over the world. That's my goal. Not just MMA, not the UFC, the world. Modern day Alexander.
And I agree with that. I was just speaking to my wife. Speaking with, not to. I'm starting to change that when you say that. Speaking with. I was saying, yeah, I really, like, I've long-time friends, 15 years. Some are cops. Actually, most of them are cops. But I started to realize we kind of differ in terms of not just physical goals, but in terms of kind of positive vibes. And I go to my wife, I said, I enjoy going to the gym because, and name you specifically, because look at you, man, fucking Armani over here. I said, no, people like Dennis, Justin, working on James, Aviv. It's just positive energy, and it's like you have to be positive in this space. And that's why when you say not just fighting, but in other outlets in the world for you, I believe it, because you have to be positive to... I don't know, and have that belief. And I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm saying I appreciate your energy and your positivity, and you have a ray of light coming out of you, man. And I really believe if you just stay on track, you could achieve anything you want in this world. So very excited for your fight, and good luck, man.
I really appreciate that, actually. Thank you, bro. That means a lot. Thank you.
Last thing. Alexander the Great. Greeks, Macedonians, Albanian, everybody's claiming them. What's the history here?
His mother was Albanian from the city I'm from in Shkodër.
Well, you're going to get... Volkanovski's not going to be happy about this.
Well, Macedonia, or Macedonia, you know, however you want to pronounce it. Albania was, so just a quick little history lesson. I won't bore anyone or you or whatever, but it'll be
a 2-minute
thing.
I bored you with that question. I'm sorry.
No. It's a good question.
Be positive, people. Be positive.
It's a good question. As long as we don't start any fights, you know. But ancient Illyria was modern-day Albania. It spoke the same language. It was much greater than it is now. Speaking of Albania, parts of Montenegro, Kosovo, Macedonia, and even parts of Greece, all they do is speak Albanian to this day. So, sure. You know, over the course of history, Albania, Illyria at the time was broken up. Now we're left with smaller modern-day Albania. So that, even Constantine the Great was Albanian.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that either. You know?
I'm one of those. I guarantee you, me and Mr. Yaquinta would fail every geography test. It's New York, such like, I mean, obviously you have heritage outside of New York, but it's like people born and raised here, it's like, we don't know anything from our elbow and knee.
Just only New York. Only New York.
I don't even know where Montana is.
Yeah, New Yorkers are so just like only New York. It's funny. Even though we're assimilated with the whole world. But quick thing, Mike Tyson, he studies emperors.
I heard that on the Rogan. Yep.
Yeah, he's the one who said, he publicly said Alexander the Great was Albanian. He knows his history. Pardon. With conquerors and emperors, very well, very well. So,
did Colin Farrell do him justice?
Colin Farrell, who's that?
The guy.
Oh, in the movie. Oh, in Troy, was it Troy or no?
No, I think it was.
What movie was that?
I think it was Alex the Great. I think it was called.
You know, I never saw it. I saw parts of it.
I've seen parts of it. I've only seen Rosario Dawson.
I almost got very controversial with what I was about to say, but I'm not gonna say it.
Jeez, he starts and wraps with controversy, but won't be controversial will be the decisive win, ROC 75, that's against right. Josh Roller, February 18th, 2022, people. Check it out, at Dennis Bazookia. He doesn't own a shirt. He walked in with no shirt. It's 18 degrees out. He leaves with no shirt. Dennis, again, I appreciate the time,
Thank
brother.
Thank you so much for your time, brother.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Ike Feldman from the Iketagon. I know I've been covering the local guys, but he is adapted to the local environment. He is far from home, but he's made his home on Strong Island, New York. And I'm talking with Aviv King Ghazali. He's kind of like a brethren of mine, the fact that I try to connect more with people who have some of my background, whether it's Mexican fighters or Israeli fighters. As you guys know, I spoke to Natan Levy, and now I'm speaking to Aviv. He didn't show up like this. He just went through a hard work in practice. He put in his effort. He's sweating like Shaquille O'Neal. He looks great. He's in the mix of cutting weight. I really appreciate his time. Mr. Ghazali, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Ready for the fight next weekend. Feeling the best I ever felt. And I'm just ready to go.
Why is this fight camp the best you've ever felt? Is it mentally, physically, spiritually, all the above?
I grew up. I'm still a child. We can say that I'm 21. I had my 21 birthday like 2 months ago. So every fight I'm getting older. Mentally I'm getting better. And now I made Long Island my house, my home. Something that I just did like a couple of months ago. Started to connect all the guys with the gym. We became like really good friends. And that's what make this camp the best I ever had.
Nice. Now, two things. One, you're a good looking guy. Two, you just turned 21 on Long Island, New York. Can you tell us what you did for your 21st birthday?
Nothing.
Well, in Israel, you could drink at 18, correct?
Yeah, in Israel.
Oh, so this isn't new. Okay.
But yeah, I don't care about drinking. I care about fighting. Making money.
good answer. Did you have a teenage years where you were maybe in trouble in school? Have you always just been on a smooth path? You seem like a laid back guy.
I always was a good kid in school. I didn't was from the kids that learning in school. I just used to came because, you know, my parents made me go. But I remember myself every day at school, I'm going like home at 10 a.m. going to the gym, straight and training all day. That's all I did since I'm 3 years old, since I remember myself.
Now, my father is from Ashkelon. Came here when he was 27. I think it was the Seven-Day War. It was right after that he came to America. He did electric there. He does electric here. He makes sure he steals all the people's money when he does. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's the stereotype with Jewish and Israeli. It kills me. That's why I appreciate you, Natan, a bunch of other Israeli fighters, because you guys are tough Jews. That's what I love, man. It's not everybody thinks lawyer, no. doctor. And it's like, Aviv could tap you out in 11 seconds.
Yes, we are the new generation of the Jewish power.
I agree. Jiu-jitsu too. I've seen, do you have jiu-jitsu on this?
No.
Oh, not, okay. No. I've seen somebody's had it all over their shorts and shirts, but Bellator 274, just 2 weeks away. How's the weight cut going?
The weight cut is amazing. I think it's my last fight at 155 because the weight cut's going much better than I expected.
Are you hinting at featherweight?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You would be the biggest dude.
Yeah, I'm going to fight all of those midgets. I'm going to jab them from the other side of the octagon.
Oh my gosh. Pitbull, AJ McKee, you guys watch
AJ McKee is my friend, so. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
No AJ McKee.
Okay, okay.
But Pitbull, I have no problem to knock him out.
Oh my gosh. We obviously know about your wonderful grappling ability and jiu-jitsu skills. I saw, is he your sensei? Is he a fourth degree Henzo Gracie black belt? The big dude?
Yeah, my father is there.
Oh, that's your father?
Yeah, this is my father.
Oh!
He's a fifth degree black belt of Henzo.
Oh my gosh, how did you meet Henzo? How did he get started?
25 years ago, I think he started to do jiu-jitsu.
In Israel? Or
no, over in the US. Okay. He was from the first students of Henzo, when he had like small gym like over here.
Did he know
like
Sarah?
This. Yeah, he knew Sarah back in the days.
When he had hair.
they just met last Friday after 20 years.
Oh my gosh. And he's like, oh, Ghazali! Right? Yeah. You know when Matt Serra's in the room.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy, amazing vibes.
Amazing.
Like,
and speaking of amazing things, man, your boxing, that's what I got to witness tonight. Your boxing looks phenomenal. Your hook, your pivots, your movements. You're not a slow guy like Anderson Silva. He kind of covers distance with his upper body. You have beautiful footwork for a very tall guy.
Thanks to Ray Longo.
Oh, okay. How long have you been part of the Law MMA team?
I'm over here already 2 years. I'm over here.
Okay.
2 years, amazing years. Got so much better since I came. Remembering my first trainings over here, everybody used to beat me in the gym, in the stand-up.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Again, Bellator 274. Aviv Ghazali, how do you feel about the carrying the pressure? And I got the Aviv Ghazali haircut right now.
I don't have a pressure.
But with the ESPN posted your submission. ESPN's the number one in the world, man. Like, how many women are in your DMs?
Yeah, I got like.
What's harder, the women or the opponents?
The women.
Amazing.
I got so much followers than ESPN posted it in Bellator. It's got viral, the video, 7 million views on TikTok. It went crazy.
And this is where I'll add the clip in the interview. You guys see Aviv's beautiful jiu-jitsu. So what are your goals after you get this win, February 19th, Bellator 274? I will be there. What are your goals after this fight for the next year, next 5 years, next 10 years?
The goal for this fight is to finish him in the first round like I did in the six past fight. After this fight, I'm calling out Usman Nurmagomedov. He's ranking number 6, I think.
Wow.
3 ranks above me. We both undefeated. Somebody always got to go. This is the fight to make.
Amazing. Amazing.
And 2023, championship fight in Israel. This is the mission.
That's what I appreciate about Bellator. They go to Dublin. They go to Tel Aviv. Is that like...
They came to Tel Aviv 4 times. I had the opportunity to fight there twice. One time was the co-main event, 12,000 people every time they come in. People in Israel love this sport.
Oh my God, I got chills.
Yeah, and I love the vibes in Israel. It's wow. Okay. Can't explain in words.
My last thing, what would you say to the Americans, the Western Hemisphere, about the Israeli fighting spirit?
The Israeli fighting spirit, we are warriors. We have the best army in the world. So I don't think I need to say more.
See, it's that modest warrior.
We have the strongest guy protect us.
Amen.
Amen.
Aviv King Gozali, at King Gozali, not on Twitter. He's smart. Pumi and Aljamain are fighting the Twitter people, and your boy Ike Feldman.
I like Instagram.
On Instagram, it's just pictures of butts and fighters.
Yeah.
Follow Aviv on Instagram, at King Gozali. Aviv, I really appreciate the time.
Thank
I will be at the
much.
Fight, and I can't wait for it, man.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Octagon history, the first fighter with no shirt. The second Israeli fighter from Aviv, but he does hold some history of his own. He has the fastest submission in Bellator history, as you guys saw. Really great interviews, really good time sitting down with the guys. Again, I didn't get to speak to James Gonzalez, as I prefaced in the beginning of this. James fights on the same card as Dennis. And not that I didn't ask Justin Montavo for a couple minutes. I actually have a very extensive project going on working with Justin. Just the intricate details that goes into his camp, into his mindset. In between the glitz and glamour that are interviews and press conferences and before the glory, which is fight night. So I call it the gray area, which is in between black and white. And I just think it's fitting. It's just, you're there. You're there during the process. And Justin and his family and his team have been extremely gracious and open door, open format, just wonderful people. And I feel lucky. I feel like a better person. Justin has motivated me to better myself. I've lost 11 pounds in 5 weeks. I'm getting in shape. The arm bar mitzvah is making a comeback. Let's go. Let's go. But on a funny note, as I mentioned, James Gonzalez, I did ask him for an interview. Hold on. I need a sip. I need a reset before I tell this story. James is funny. He's an interesting guy. And I like interesting people. I don't know if I'm interesting. I just try to be a good energy. Just good energy, basically. But people who are interesting, they have a special place in my book. And James Gonzalez, I've had two pretty decently long interactions with him. Maybe 5 minutes the first time and then 2 minutes the second time. It's pretty good. You get to know somebody. So I go, and I'm rarely denied. I'm rarely denied. Like, if I get denied, something's wrong with you. But I go, hey, James, are you good for an interview? I'm interviewing Dennis, Aviv. You obviously see me working with Justin. I'm the camera guy. I'm the media guy. I'm hanging around. Would you like to be interviewed? And Justin's like James is like the Robert De Niro of MMA. He goes, no. No, I'm good. You're good? What do you mean? I'm the Octagon. What do you mean you don't want to be interviewed? No, I'm good. Last time I spoke to you guys, you took something out of context, and it didn't go the way that I wanted to go, so I'm good. And I was like, okay. I go, now you have my attention. What the hell happened? Who asked these questions? What was taken out of context? What are the bits and pieces that are being picked up from this interview? You have my attention, James Gonzalez. You have my attention. More importantly than your fight on Ring of Combat 75. I want to know what the hell happened in this interview, but that's for a different time and place, I guess. But guys, enjoy the fights this weekend. Again, Ring of Combat 75 on Friday. Bellator 274 on Saturday. Your boy will be there. Flex Fight Series, NY versus Florida 2 in Patchogue, New York. Excellent strip of bars in Patchogue. Go there if you guys haven't watched some fights. Get drunk. Enjoy your time. Get some pizza afterwards. But your boy is always moving. It's going to be an awesome weekend. I got a little tournament coming up. It's been a while since I've told you guys about a tournament. About 2.5 years. Wow. Wowzies. But great weekend. Tournament. Bellator fights. Your boy is enjoying life. Enjoying the process. Enjoying the grind. Enjoying being a father. A writer. And life is good. Peace.